USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
John Kirby from the Pentagon lectern moments ago.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade combat team and key enablers to Poland, and the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
The office of U.S. Senator Democrat Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico announced he suffered a stroke in the cerebellum last week. That's the part of the brain that affects balance. The statement says he's expected to make a full recovery, but when was not reported. The International Olympic Committee has long stated its commitment to human rights, but has declined to take a stand this year and the Uyghurs' genocide taking place in China. The Olympics start Friday and run through Sunday, February 20th. USA Radio News.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette
party. Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Lockdowns and masks were not as effective as you might think against the pandemic.
An analysis of studies released last month by Johns Hopkins University indicated that lockdowns in the spring of 2020 reduced COVID-19 mortality by only 0.2% in the U.S. and Europe. Fox News reports several economic professors analyzed various studies regarding how school shutdowns, business closings, and mask mandates affected the COVID-19 death rate. They concluded lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
SpaceX appears to be targeting today to fly its next batch of Starlink satellites up to space. According to a forecast from the U.S. Space Flight's Delta 45 Weather Squadron, SpaceX's next Starlink mission, called Starlink 4-7, is now expected to launch on a Falcon 9 rocket between 4:41 p.m. and 5:01 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, deep discounts on all MyPillow products like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA.
President Biden is choosing to be very cavalier with the lives of Americans by making immigration a public policy rather than a public safety argument. So says Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor on Newsmax TV last night, calling the situation crazy.
Well, so it has been crazy, really. We went down to the border last week, 13 attorneys general, and to see that our president really is making this a public policy argument instead of a public safety argument. Clearly, this is a national security crisis, and the President of the United States is choosing to be very cavalier with the lives of Americans, including those of us close to the border, like in Oklahoma.
The President continues to believe root causes are the reason for illegal immigration.
If we figure out why they're leaving in the first place, it's not like people sit around and say in Guadalajara, I got a great idea. Let's sell everything we have, give it to a coyote, take us across the border, leave us in the desert. The country doesn't want us. We don't speak the language. Won't that be fun?
Well, it's great in theory, but the fact is Texans, Oklahomans, people all across the country are dying because of the drugs that are coming across. And when they talk about compassion, that is not compassion. So it's great that the president wants to deal with why, but we're not going to be able to fix those countries.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.